This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. This is Chris Witz. Welcome. It's great to have you along for a few moments with Morning Devotions. You might be old enough to remember newspaper ads from an earlier generation. I'm going back years. And the script said, I was a 97-pound weakling, but then I found the Charles Atlas bodybuilding course, and look at me now. We don't hear a lot about this sort of thing now, although let me say, there's nothing wrong with bodybuilding, but it opens up this huge topic for me of strength versus weakness. Look at me, I'm stronger than you. What does that really say? It's like saying weakness or being a weakling is to be avoided at all cost. And strengths and weaknesses, well, it doesn't necessarily mean how you look physically, but can refer to your personality. Actually, weakness has a negative sound to it, doesn't it? Who wants to be known as a weakling, and how do you define who's a weakling anyway? You could say, well, my friend, he's got a weakness for chocolate, but I'm not referring to that. Is there any actual virtue in weakness? Let me tell you a true story of a young man named Max Cleland, who was in his early 20s. He volunteered for duty in Vietnam. And 1 month from the end of his tour, he found himself in the Battle of Khe San. And he had to jump out of a helicopter, and he saw a grenade at his feet, and thinking that it had fallen out of his own gear, he reached to pick it up, and there was this enormous explosion inside the helicopter, and he was taken to a hospital, surgical hospital, 64 kilometres away, and they say he should have been dead. His right arm and both legs had been torn off. He had a shrapnel wound in his windpipe, and he clung to life by sheer willpower. And for the next 18 months, this young man was in and out of hospital, and he was told by the doctors, you'll never walk again. So Max was glad to be alive, but that's about all. And he recalls the worst moment is when a girlfriend had come to see him, have lunch with him. And as they were going, he was in a wheelchair. He came out of the wheelchair and fell into the gutter. And this is what he said. I flailed around like a fish out of water, lying in the dirt and the cigarette butts. Two men rushed by and lifted me back into the wheelchair. And my girlfriend was hysterical. I'm sorry, Max, I'm sorry. And the shame and embarrassment of that seared me like a burn that continued to throb. I couldn't forget that. I was 24. I was 6'2". Now I was in a wheelchair. And I thought, is this all that's left to me, to be hauled around like a sack of potatoes for the rest of my life? No, I'm not going to be helpless. I'll need a lot of help from God, my family and friends, but I'm going to make a difference in this world. Well, George returned to his hometown of Lithonia in Georgia, this was in the United States, and he actually learned to walk with artificial limbs, and he learned to drive his car with some adaptation. He set up his own unit to live in, and then in 1970, he ran for the Georgia State Senate. 1977, he was named head of the Veterans Administration. In 1996, he actually became a United States Senator from Georgia. Now, that's a remarkable story, a very sad story, but I want to say that that story there about Max Cleland says, out of extreme weakness comes strength. And that's true. It's been said by people often that we're all handicapped. For some of us, the handicaps are obvious. For Max, of course, he had no legs and one arm missing, and he was in a wheelchair. And we can see those people who are handicapped with blindness or deformities or with some illness that actually is debilitating or some emotional mental deficits. But we can't see so readily those people who are racked by other things, worry, who cover up their pain, people who, when you ask them how they are, they say, oh, I'm fine, but really, they look good on the outside, but they are disabled, if you like, within their spirit. So I'm saying this morning that many of us have disabilities that others cannot see. If we were honest, really honest, we would say that we're part of the walking wounded. Now tomorrow, I just want to take this a little bit further. Weakness versus strength. Well, dear God, it's very easy to build ourselves up, to be critical. Other people annoy us. We find it hard to be with them. But I pray you'll give us today a deeper understanding and appreciation of each person that we rub shoulders with today. Maybe that irksome person out there can bring me a special blessing. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.